The following radio program may contain brief, coarse language and deals with subject matter that is not suitable for younger audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's special episode of Where the Wind Blows. I'm E.T.
And I'm Zach.
And we have two guests in the studio today, and they are...
Steph and Megan.
And welcome. One of you is from Waterloo, and one of you is from...
Sarnia.
Sarnia, where's that?
It's like 5 minutes from the U.S. border.
Why?
Why what?
Why?
Why is it 5 minutes from the U.S. border? Because that's where God intended it to be put.
Why?
Don't ask me.
Okay. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, today's episode, we are playing Broadway show tunes for those musical geeks out there. And I know there's three out of four of them, at least in this studio, three out of four of us are, you know, Broadway geeks. Zach?
Yes?
I know you like musicals, but what are you doing over there?
I am trying to access Facebook so I can do my job.
Clearly you're not doing a good job because you can't even get on the website.
Apparently.
Do I have to fire you again?
Bring it on. You'll need me next week.
Yeah, probably. But we've got that.
Zach, how do you fix this?
I can't call you.
No, you can call me from over in the next room.
That's true. Anyways, we've got some polls up on the Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/wherethewindblows for more details of those details for polls and questions and links and stuffs. But it's going to be a good show today. We've got some great musicals for you. We've got a lot of great topics today. I found something really interesting today, kind of crossed my mind at a really weird time in the day. But more on that later. We're going to start you off with what? You guys,
tell me.
I'm still working. Shut up. We're going to start off with Summer Nights from Greece. Now, one thing that a lot of people don't know about Greece is that it started on Broadway.
And the movie's completely different.
And the Broadway show is better.
I don't know.
I'm getting a death. I almost said grip, but you're over there.
I kind of like the movie better than the musical, but there's just something about John Travolta. Yeah.
Really? Come on.
I'm sorry, I couldn't keep a straight face.
Okay, for the guys, Olivia Newton-John, please.
Nope.
What? Leather. Really?
Nope.
Thank you, Zach. Yeah. She is gorgeous.
Did you say her mother?
I said the leather.
Oh, the leather. Oh, the yes, leather, that. That, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
She was very good looking in the leather.
Yeah.
Leather's nice.
The big hair, very 50s.
Yeah, very. The big, bright red lips.
Yeah.
Very,
yes.
Very
50s. Yes.
Fun fact about that, they actually had to create like 20 different outfits because every time they got her in it, like they literally had to sew her into
it. Yeah, they sewed her into the pants.
And then to get her out, they had to literally with scissors cut it.
Yep, because it was that tight.
Yep.
It's kind of sad. But whatever.
On the other hand, all the guys who went to go see that movie were really amazed.
Imagine the guys on set.
Yeah, the first time she came out of the trailer, no one knew what she was going to be wearing. And
what was she wearing coming out of the trailer?
No, the leather. But no one knew she was going to be wearing that because she had a different costume selected at the time. But then when she came out with that, everyone's like,
that's funny. Anyways. So we're going to start you off with Summer Nights from Greece, and we'll see where it goes from there. So you're listening to Where the Wind Blows live on Centennial Internet Radio from the Center for Creative Communications here on the Danforth.
Know what happened.
Well, I met a boy this summer. It was all very romantic.
Oh, yeah, you gotta tell us about it.
Summer loving had me a blast.
Summer loving happened so fast.
Met a girl crazy for me.
Met a boy. Cute as can be.
Summer day drifting away to all the summer nights.
Well, oh, well, oh, well, oh, ooh. Tell me more, tell me more. Did you get very far?
Tell me more, tell me more.
Like, does he have a car?
She swam by me. She got a cram.
Ow!
Saved her life, she nearly drowned.
He showed off, splashing around.
Summer sun, something begun. Then all the summer nights.
Well, 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 tell me more, tell me more. Was it love at first sight?
Tell me more, tell me more. Did she put up a fight?
Took her bowling. In the arcade.
Ow! We went strolling, drank lemonade.
We made out on the dock.
We stayed out till 10 o'clock.
Summer fling don't mean a thing, but all the summer nights.
Tell me more, tell me more, but you don't have to brag.
Just turned 18.
But she was good, you know what I mean.
Ow!
Summer heat, boy and girl meet. Then up all the summer nights.
Tell me more, tell me more. I'm a student, he's bad.
Tell me more,
could she get me a friend?
It turned colder, that's where it ends.
So I told her we'd still be friends.
Then we made our true love vow.
Wonder what she's doing now. Summer dreams ripped at the seams. But
that a smart businessman like Nathan has to go and fall in love with his own fiancée.
Benny, that is his weakness, and we should be tolerant because I am told it is a worldwide weakness. Look! What's playing at the Roxy? I'll tell you what's playing at the Roxy. A picture about a Minnesota man so in love with a Mississippi girl that he sacrifices everything and moves all the way to Biloxi. That's what's playing at the Roxy.
What's in the Daily News? I'll tell you what's in the Daily News. Story about a guy who bought his wife a small ruby with what otherwise would have been his union dues. That's what's in the Daily News.
What's happening all over? I'll tell you what's happening all over. Guy sitting home by a television set who once used to be something of a rover.
That's what's happening all over. Love is the thing that has licked him. And it looks like Nathan's just another victim.
Yes, sir, when you see a guy reach for stars in the sky, you can bet that he's doing it for some doll.
When you spot a John waiting out in the rain, chances are he's insane, as only a John can be for a Jane.
When you meet a gent paying all kinds of rent for a flat that could flatten a Taj Mahal,
call it sad, call it funny, but it's better than even money. That guy's only doing it for some dough. When you see a Joe saving half of his dough, you can bet they'll be making it for some doll.
When a bum buys wine like a bum can't afford, it's a cinch that the bum is under the thumb of some little broad.
When you meet a mug lately out of the jug, and he's still lifting platinum folly rum, call it hell, call it heaven, it's probable 12 to 7 that the guy's only doing it for some doll. You see a sport and his cash has run short, make a bet that he's banking it with some doll.
When a guy wears tails with the front gleaming white, who the hell do you think he's tickling pink on Saturday night?
When a lazy slob takes a good steady job and he smells from Vitalis and Barbasol,
call it dumb, call it clever, ah, but you can get odds forever that the guy's only doing it for some dough, some dough, some dough. That guy's only doing it for some
me wrong.
Don't you get me wrong?
Don't you get me wrong?
Don't you wanna know?
Don't you wanna know? total bloody disaster. All my knights have fled, and we're lost in a dark and very expensive forest.
Well, it could be worse.
Well, how could it possibly be worse?
Oh, cheer up, sire. You know what they say.
What do they say, Patsy?
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life. You give it a try. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life. For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your sin, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
Always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath. Life's a piece of shit. When you look at it, life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true.
You'll see it's all a show, keep on laughing as you go.
Just remember that the last laugh is on you.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Excuse me, is that a shrubbery?
Oh, yes, I'm throwing it out. The cat won't leave it alone.
Well, what a stroke of luck. I'll take it off your hands. Pay the lady, Patsy.
Always look on the bright side. Look on the bright side of life. Side of life. Side of life.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Where the Wind Blows broadcast.
What do you say?
He's speaking his natural E.T. language.
I didn't do it in one breath that time. I tried to.
Witness the indigenous E.T. in his natural habitat.
Look at how bloody croaky he is. One of the most dangerous creatures on the whole planet.
I think we need to back up a little bit. He's getting a little territorial.
I'm going to poke him with a stick.
That would be a very bad idea.
Let's cage him up.
That would probably be a good idea to put him in a cage right now.
Let's go.
Keep us all safe. We have to go now. No.
Jesus Christ. Spiking the levels there. Holy crap.
And that is why I want to be a voice actor.
I can see why, but did you have to spike the... Like, look! It changed. Never mind.
Anyway, on with the show.
On with the show. Anyways, welcome back, guys. You just heard The Bright Side of Life from Spamalot. You heard us from Jesus. Jesus. My God. Jesus Christ Superstar.
What
before
do you
say?
You...
Before Jesus Christ Superstar, you heard Guys and Dolls. And before that, you heard some Grease. So, the opening song was the overture from Phantom of the Opera. For those of you who do know stuff from musicals and stuffs and stuffs and tings and tings.
And at the very end, you heard E.T. messing up.
Yeah, that happens all the time, though.
Yes, and then we make fun of you.
Yes.
That's I think everybody's used to that.
That's the circle of life. That's the circle of life.
It is.
Okay.
Which was on our last show.
Always look on the bright. Oh, circle of life.
Circle of life.
It's the circle. Anyways. So we've got this thing on the Facebook where we just want to know what your favorite musicals were. And we've got a few different selections here. But the top one is Grease.
Woo!
With four people. And that is Caitlin, Angela, Krissa, and Zach.
Well, it's not much. But I'll take what I can get.
Rocky. Someone added Rocky Horror Picture Show, and
good
the
one.
Same two people, Caitlin and Angela.
Speaking of Rocky Horror Picture
Carly
Show,
Carly Carcar.
He's not hitting.
And you just got served. And after that,
I thought I told you not to do that.
And
I won't next, tell.
Next I'll is, put you back in the cage.
Next is Rent with Megan in the studio, Jessica Copeland. Why does that name sound familiar? If I know you, I'm sorry that I forgot who you were.
You're a horrible
and then
person.
Myself as well with Rent. And somebody said the producers, and that was Raven. What she said. said that, and Steph said Spring Awakening, which we have some of that music today.
Yay!
Yay! You seem so excited.
I am really excited. It's my favorite musical.
Yeah. Megan, what happened to your excitement?
My excitement's still here. Say yay. Well, yay!
There you go.
Yay! Woot!
I have to burp.
We're all excited.
Excuse me. Anyways,
that was a good one.
Thank you. Looking at I was trying to figure out what kind of what does this mean? Hold on. Command click. There we go.
Sorry, we are experiencing technical difficulties.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. I was looking at what shows were coming to Toronto, and I was also looking at the surrounding area as well. So GTA.
Why?
This is a Broadway show.
What? Oh, someone's saying Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
The Where the Wind Blows page. Someone Kyle says Rock Spooner. Yeah, he says Rock
when
of
did
Ages.
That, when did that get there?
Absolutely. Like a minute ago, literally.
Kyle, I refreshed the wrong page. Wrong one. Kyle, where'd you go, buddy?
At the very top. He has a censored bar over his eyes.
Why is it not? Oh, everyone. That's why. yes, Rock of Ages, and I never saw Rock of Ages, but I wanted to, but I did see We Will Rock You, which we also have some of that today as well.
Yay!
I love that when they had it here in Toronto.
The story was shit.
Music
but the
is
music
good.
Is
the
good.
Music was amazing.
Yes, the music is
absolutely
amazing.
And
some of the actors were good, some.
I met the guy who played, the main guy.
Oh, Galileo.
Galileo! I met him. Bit of an ass.
You said that about everybody.
Okay. Well,
maybe it's
I
just
guess,
you.
Maybe. No!
Penny drops.
I could kind of agree with that.
Woohoo! Join the club!
What?
Air high five.
I've known you since how long? You can be a pain in the ass sometimes.
But I know I can be.
Oh, hey, yeah.
It doesn't mean I'm an asshole.
I agree with that, too. Not all the time.
3-1. You know what? I'm going to speak for them. You're being a dick right now. You're turning off the lights.
You're silencing your friend on her first time on the show. Jeez.
And not to mention your girlfriend.
Yeah, ouch.
Well, dude, I'm used to that.
but musicals that are in Toronto are coming. Something coming to the Panasonic Theater, which I thought was pretty neat. Potted Potter.
It's not going to be as good as a Harry Potter musical. People watch it. It's on YouTube. It's amazing.
There's a Harry Potter musical.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. Some like college students in the U.S.
At least I knew about it. He doesn't even know about it.
See, it's really catchy and really funny, and I
prefer watching the movies.
I do too.
I've literally been spending the past couple of days actually rewatching all the movies.
You speak my language.
Yeah. Who in here has seen a Harry Potter musical?
Don't put your hands up because no one else will see you.
And you can say I.
Nobody puts their hands up except for.
Nobody in here has seen it? Then don't say you prefer to watch the movies.
You have, so say I.
Okay, well, I don't see the point in watching something that there's already been movies made of, that you literally sit there and you listen to someone sing about seeing a Philosopher's Stone, Chamber of Secrets, snakes, and dying.
But it's a parody.
It's a parody. It's a comedy.
It's hilarious.
It's not the actual story.
I prefer Potter Puppet Pals.
Wizard swears.
I love Potter Puppet Pals, and it's better than that.
What?
Yeah.
Blasphemy.
You haven't seen the whole thing. Just shh.
You know what?
I'm gonna turn your mic off.
You can't.
I can reach over.
We'll settle this after the jukebox. We'll settle this and watch it.
Sounds good. Which one?
I have a Harry Potter to catch.
A Harry Potter musical.
Apparently,
it's an actual musical though.
It's
a full length musical.
Oh, then we'll watch it tomorrow.
Steph won't be here.
I'll watch it on the train ride home. Good girl.
Yay!
I can't watch it while driving.
No, that's frowned upon.
Apparently.
And probably illegal.
Probably.
More frowned upon than illegal.
But give it a couple of years, and we're going to have autopilot in cars, and then we're also going to have like video touch screens for windshields.
Dude, they already have that.
The version of
Japan.
It in like
Japan?
Cars.
Japan? Cruise control.
Cruise control.
Yeah, but that doesn't drive for you. It keeps the speed. You actually still
Neither
have to
does
steer.
Autopilot.
Yeah, it does.
Autopilot's just like, okay, the plane is flying in a straight line at the same speed. It's like cruise control.
Exactly. Well, actually, now they have actual autopilot where it's pretty
but
much
it's
the
not.
Plane flies itself. The pilots are just there to make sure nothing goes wrong. No technical difficulties.
Shh.
What he said.
So what musicals are coming to Toronto?
Thank you, Zach. Well, War Horse is already in Toronto. No, my bad. It starts in February 10th, War Horse.
The movie or the musical?
The musical.
The
musical. Well, it's not a musical. It's a play.
It's a play,
The movie. Don't like it.
Steph and I saw it and it was good. At least we thought it was good.
I saw the preview. I thought it looked good.
It is good. It's not the most thrilling thing ever. It's not an action-packed movie.
I know.
But the plot was good. It was a solid story, and they did a really good job.
There were some lighting issues, though. I'm not sure if you saw that, Zach. Yeah, he knows what I'm talking about.
Being a film student really ruins movies for you.
Near the beginning? No, just the light was just completely off? Thank you.
No, I don't even want to talk
about
it.
Don't watch movies with them.
Like, literally, it sucks. We can't go to a theater and watch a movie anymore because we rip it apart.
Yeah.
Even if we don't mean to. That's why I hated watching the last two Harry Potter movies.
I actually said to Steph, Steph's friend Mike, because we were going to watch a musical movie. Wow. Because I was looking at the word musical. But anyways, what are you two guys going on?
We're discussing about how you corrected the Smurfs movie last night.
You ruined nighttime for her.
Yeah, you told me that the nighttime scene was filmed during the day. You ruined the Smurfs. You point out technical stuff that just I would not notice because it's a movie.
Oh, please. He tried to tell me how they filmed the perfect video by Headley.
Why did I bring them?
It's supposed to be like
one's
video
your girlfriend,
making magic.
The other is your friend.
Okay, just checking. Just
it's supposed
sure.
to be video making magic. You're not supposed to ruin it, even if you know how they do it. Don't tell other people it ruin
so,
the experience.
So, Zach, we're magicians who don't reveal their secrets.
Yes.
I like that.
So stop
That's
revealing
why it's called
them.
Movie magic.
Yeah.
Touché.
Do you want to know a secret? We don't want to know how they do it. We just want to watch and enjoy.
And then there's us. We just, how did they do that? That was a mistake. This did you see that continuity error?
Did you guys just hear what you all said? I'm betting there's like five people out there who heard what you guys said. We don't want to know how it's done. We just want to watch.
That's terrible.
Yep. That's why I'm here.
Zach.
Oh my God.
I'm going to stop coming to this show. Because every time Zach makes dirty comments.
Dirty man.
Better me than Kelvin.
Kelvin just is nonstop with the dirty jokes. So yeah, well, that's what your mom said. That's what she. It's always constant. That's what she said jokes. Always.
He will time travel from another time. He will hear
clearly.
He will hear about these joke sessions come time and then arrive and then say those kind of jokes. It's like, it's annoying.
You don't know what you're saying, do you?
No, not anymore.
Anyways, back to Toronto Theater.
Okay, theater, yeah.
Currently, The Blue Dragon is playing at the Royal Alexandria. And then in May, Bring It On the Musical.
Ew.
Oh my
Why?
God. I don't know. That's
they made like 6 million movies of that thing.
Do they just stand on stage and go, UGLY, you ain't got no alibi, you ugly?
Probably.
Oh, and great. Jump around with pom-poms.
The poster is cheerleaders.
Let's go see it.
Well, the lower half of the cheerleaders.
Note the sarcastic tone in our voice.
Right.
I could go to a football game for cheaper. And they're hotter.
The Oshawa Little Theater.
I got confused. I thought you meant the Players.
Wow.
I was like, Zach, is there something you need to tell us?
Zach.
We're all friends here, Zach.
You it's see okay. the Players yeah. more than the cheerleaders.
No.
Yeah.
He's so straight, trust me. Trust me.
I've been to football games. When I was a kid, I told you guys I took martial arts. We did a couple of demos during the Argos halftime shows. And the only thing I could watch before and after we did our halftime show was the cheerleaders, even when I was 7.
Fascination with
oh
the skirts.
Oh, my God.
Even when I was
even
young.
Even when you were youngin'.
Even when I was young, I knew what was right.
I don't think it has anything to do
I'm scared to see
skirts.
What you're going
to
be like when you're an old man.
Probably not.
It's same thing you're going to be with, like when you're an old Very man, much so. Pretty
yeah.
much.
Yeah, true, probably.
All
People
old
are
men
listening
are
to two different
chasers.
Conversations at the same time. We should probably stop that.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
We're the actual hosts.
Anyways, in Oshawa, chess is playing in March. And they're starting in February, To Kill a Mockingbird. Hey!
I'm so going to see that.
In Oshawa? Chess?
No, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go see To Kill a Mockingbird, not chess.
Okay.
I love that book.
Oh. Okay.
Chess is actually supposed to be really good. My sister says it's amazing.
I've never seen it. But anyways, moving on. We've got some stuff to talk. We've still got a lot of stuff to talk about, so we need to get moving with the, I did not even clue.
Liar.
What?
I'm kidding.
Oh, okay. Anyways, we're going to start you out. We were talking about We Will Rock You earlier, and we're going to bring you back to some more music. I can't talk today. We're going to start with some, We Will Rock You here, Under Pressure. Here on Centennial Internet Radio, Where the Wind Blows, with your hosts, E.T., Zach, and guests, Steph, and Megan. Here it is.
We're a threat. A virus on their hard drive. And they won't give up until they've pointed their little arrow at us.
And dragged us to trash.
Pressure.
Yeah.
Wisdom. Thought is suspect, and money is their idol. And nothing is okay unless it's scripted in their Bible. But I know there's so much more to find just in looking through myself and not at them. Still, I know to trust my own true mind and to say there's a way. I go to wonder and to learning. Name the stars and know they're dark returning. I'm calling to know the world's true yearning. The hunger that a child feels for everything they're shown. You watch me, just watch me. I'm calling and one day all will know.
Friends, I've decided to make you my new project.
You really don't have to do that.
I know. That's what makes me so nice. Whenever I see someone less fortunate than I, and let's face it,
who isn't?
Less fortunate than I, my tender heart tends to start to bleed. And when someone needs a makeover, I simply have to take over. I know exactly what they need. And even in your case,
Though it's the toughest case I've yet to face, don't worry, I'm determined to succeed. Follow my lead, and yes, indeed, you will be popular. You're gonna be popular. I'll teach you the proper poise when you talk to boys, little ways to flirt and flounce. Ooh, I'll show you what shoes to wear, how to fix your hair, everything that really counts to be popular. I'll help you be popular. You'll hang with the right cohorts. You'll be good at sports. Know the slang you've got to know. So let's start, 'cause you've got an awfully long way to go. Don't be offended by my friend. Think of it as personality dialysis. Now that I've chosen to become a publicist or an advisor, there's nobody wiser. Not when it comes to popular. I know I'm a popular, and with an assist from me to be who you'll be instead of dreary who you were, well, are. There's nothing that can stop you from becoming popular. Lar. I remind them on their own behalf to think of celebrated heads of state or especially great communicators. Did they have brains or knowledge? Don't make me laugh. They were popular. Please, it's all about popular. It's not about aptitude. It's the way you're viewed. So it's very shrewd to be very, very popular. Miss Elphaba, look at you. You're beautiful.
I have to go.
You're welcome. And though you protest your disinterest, I know clandestinely you're gonna grin and bear it, your newfound popularity.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Where the Wind Blows, broadcasting to you live from Centennial College's Center for Creative Communications, just north of the Danforth. I did it again.
Good for you.
High five. No? Yes? Yes?
Okay.
Yeah!
We're also very proud.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. It takes a lot to do that in one breath.
I'm sure it does.
It does. It really does.
So what's going on now?
I was just getting there. I had this crazy idea today. I'm not sure what you guys would think about this. I always have crazy ideas.
Very much so.
Uh-huh.
But you know how, like, when, like, some highways, they have the ridges on the side of the road? Like, so, like, if you veer from the road, you get...
Well, I'm not a bad driver, so no.
But you know of them, right?
Yes.
You know, and I'm sure one of you guys have heard them before. I know.
I'm sure Perry knows about it from being in the car with you.
We didn't go on the highway.
Okay.
But if we were on the highway, then yes. My dad hits them sometimes to wake me up. I'm just in the back seat. Anyways, you know, I don't even know if I should bring this up now, but it's too late. I've already started talking about it. I had this brilliant idea. See, I was taking a piss this morning.
You didn't need to mention that part.
That it's part of the story.
You were going to the bathroom this morning.
Yes, I was taking a piss this morning.
He doesn't get it.
Nope.
And
you have to be classy in front of women.
I was going to the loo this morning when I had this amazing idea.
I like the British accent. Good touch.
Thank you, thank you. Where, you know how, like, you know when you go into a washroom and, like, you see a toilet and it's just disgusting? There's, like, piss everywhere.
Yeah, usually when you go in a bathroom, you see a toilet.
No, but, like especially, like, in the men's washroom. Like, sometimes you see just, like, piss everywhere.
Only after you go in first.
Shut up. That's not true. I have good aim. Anyways.
I wouldn't know. I just see the aftermath.
But I wasn't in there. Anyways, what if they had something like that for toilets? So if men veered off course,
I think it would be more pertinent to put like a kind of shocking device, so like,
well, whatever, like something like that.
Oh God, then it would go everywhere.
Ooh.
You need to get that laugh checked out.
Shut up. Yeah, well, you need to get your.
Bring it on. Bring it.
I can't think of anything.
Five, four,
it's gone.
Three,
it's gone.
Two.
It's gone. It's gone. It's gone.
Zach, you win.
Yay. Anyways, so what do you guys think of that idea? Just out of curiosity.
No.
No?
People should just learn how to aim.
Yeah.
So, what if someone has a lazy eye?
Then use the urinal.
Yeah.
Squat.
I thought it was a good idea. Then I was half asleep when I had that idea.
Yeah, and it's something you shouldn't have brought up during the show.
You should have kept it where you were half asleep.
Yeah,
keep those kind of ideas in the bathroom.
It's probably a good idea. But anyways,
too late now.
Anyways, we're so recording. That so that solar flare.
Oh,
seriously,
yes.
Though, yeah. does everybody in this room know about the solar flare?
You told me.
I do.
It's BS. Yes.
Well, not necessarily BS because it's actually happened.
No,
but
no, no.
Some
I
people
mean,
are just taking
that it's happened. I hate it because a couple months ago,
oh, yeah, you had
another solar flare happened and my internet was crapped out for like a couple of weeks. It sucked. Finally, we get our internet back. Okay, what are you doing?
Wait.
It's cranked up, but I can't
hear
you.
When is this supposed to be affecting us?
Now.
Yeah, now, yeah, but right we now. Still have internet.
Well, it wasn't probable. It was just, it might happen.
Certain services, certain internet companies are already down.
Oh.
Mine's down.
And certain cell companies are going to be affected too, and certain cable companies and all that stuff.
But I have projects.
Anyways, like I was saying, it happened a couple of months ago where there was a solar flare. My internet crapped out. We finally got it back. And literally tonight, we were supposed to be getting faster internet. They were supposed to be launching a new satellite. But then they heard about the solar flare, so they decided not to launch it.
Who's your provider?
Explornet.
I've never even heard of them before.
Yeah, neither
yeah,
have I.
They're up north.
Oh.
They're out of the GTA. They're for people who live in the middle of nowhere.
In Uxbridge.
So where you need to get a strong signal, so they have to generate a strong signal because there's
where
just
literally
no
you
there.
Need to raise your own 100-foot satellite antenna to get a signal.
For anything? I mean, like, because that could be radio, too.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
We're, like...
I didn't know you were that far out there.
Yeah.
So is it like when you're driving here, it's that manure smell all the time until you get into the GTA where it's now... Air pollution.
Only in spring and summer when they're
That's
actually
where
spreading
I'm
manure.
From. The manure
pollution?
Smelling area.
Oh, manure smelling.
Yeah, same thing.
It's
here.
Called the country.
And it's such a wonderful place.
I'm not even in the country and it smells like manure.
Yep. That's usually
but,
how it is.
Like what I was thinking.
Travels
though,
for, the smell travels for miles.
Oh yeah.
It's
yeah.
so true.
What You're I probably was, smelling the shit from my neighbor.
Well, no,
I wouldn't doubt
no,
it.
I'm backed up to a cornfield, so.
What I was thinking with this whole solar flare thing was, okay, let's say hypothetically all cell phone service went out, all internet service went out.
People would die.
I wouldn't say die.
No,
but
fine. No, people would kill other people.
Oh yeah, that's that.
Be so angry.
Like what
would
I was
die.
What I was thinking is even media, how would people get their information at all? The newspaper the next day, if it's out for a significant amount of time, there won't be a paper because people submit themselves via their stuff via email.
I have some crazy information for everybody out there.
Uh-oh.
We didn't used to have electronics and everyone survived.
We all lived happily
really?
And peacefully and there was none of this technology
I wouldn't
BS.
Really say peacefully.
Did you notice that?
Are you serious?
I didn't know this.
There were wars and stuff.
Oh my
yeah,
god.
Yeah, but it's the
There's
same
still
as
war.
It is now. Yeah.
Wow. We were cave people. Holy crap.
I know.
But seriously, like, I mean,
yeah,
like, people can survive. Like, it's survival is, you know, inevitable. It's just
travel an hour up north, and that's pretty much it.
But I mean, like, cause well, how do you like? You have your cell phone. If you're running late, if you're hanging out with somebody, it's text. You know, you can get access because you have an iPhone. You can get access to, you know, texting, Facebook, you know, email, whatever. You can get access to that with your cell phone provider.
Not while driving.
Well, not clear, clearly.
Zach's
but I mean,
point.
Okay, let's put it this way. Radio, they would be out too. You wouldn't have anything in your car. You wouldn't get any updates. You wouldn't get your traffic update. If there was a storm coming, you wouldn't know.
That's true.
Like things that people wouldn't think of.
If you see a tornado coming towards you, get out.
U-turn.
Hide.
Illegal U-turn now.
Yep.
I don't think that'll save you, but you could try.
Oh, hi, Calvin.
Hey, Calvin's coming in.
Calvin.
And now.
ADD.
I just saw him. Can you grab
the
door?
Yeah, I was
going
to do the same thing. I'll try. So.
But no, I just. I was, and then I thought, you know what? And then I started thinking about like a lot of the youth nowadays, and how addicted people are to social networking, to the internet.
Yeah, but
stuff
see,
like that.
If you're like not that big of a tech person, then you would survive easily. There's books.
Oh,
there's,
yeah.
Like, music. There's guitars. You know, people survived back then. They can survive again
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah. It's just that people have gotten so used to social networking and all that it's become a part of their daily routine. I'm not innocent in all this.
You're addicted.
Yeah, I have a BlackBerry. Clearly.
How many times a day do you tweet or update your Facebook status?
Tweet, not as much. Facebook status, yeah.
Sometimes I haven't checked my phone in, like, maybe half an hour. And I look down at it, and there's, like, 5 to 10 notifications that's just, Eric Terry updated his status.
Okay, you're exaggerating just a little
I'm
bit.
I'm not exaggerating, trust me.
And he does all this, yet he's still tech-tarded.
It happened today.
I am not tech-tarded.
Somewhat.
Some days. It depends on what it is. But, you know, hey, I'm running a radio show.
you know the saying, you learn something new every day? That's you.
Oh, yeah. I never said I was.
Everybody
you know,
learns something new every day, though.
What'd you learn today, Zach?
I met a new friend. That counts for a lot of things learned
oh,
today.
Oh, me too.
I met like 5 new friends.
I learned.
Woot.
About our prof's past lives in the 60s.
Yes. But that's another story. That's for next week.
Another story for another day.
That's a story for next week when we play 60s hippie music.
Is that what we're doing next week now?
Next week we're going to be playing either rock and roll or... You know what? Let's do all
60s.
Trippy songs.
60s.
60s rock.
60s is not hippie music.
That's the 70s.
Yeah.
The Beatles no. plus the Beatles plus the 70s.
I was going to say do 60s, 70s.
No. Hippies were 60s.
We'll discuss this at a later time and date. But because we can't announce it to everybody right now. We have to plan this and it has to be a surprise. You guys just ruined the surprise. God damn it. But anyways... So we're gonna do some more,
shit.
Well, I'd rather not do shit, but, you know, in whatever floats your boat, Zach.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Yeah. I wouldn't do it, though.
I wouldn't either, I'm just saying.
Okay.
To each their own. Ready,
we're gonna,
T?
What?
Are we gonna let this one go?
Yes. We're gonna let this one go, and we're gonna go to some more music. We're gonna start you with, some Fiddler on the Roof. And who said yes?
Me.
Okay. With To Life. And yeah, it's a good one. So you're listening to Centennial Internet Radio, Where the Wind Blows, with your hosts, E.T., Zach, and Kelvin will be on mic shortly. And your guests, Steph and Megan, here it is.
To our prosperity, to our good health and happiness. And most important, to life, l'chaim. L'chaim, l'chaim, to life. Here's to the father I try to be.
Here's to my bride-to-be.
Drink l'chaim, to life, l'chaim. L'chaim, l'chaim, to life. Life has a way of confusing us.
Blessing and bruising us.
Drink l'chaim, to life. To be joyful even when our hearts lie panting on the floor.
How much more can we be joyful when there's really something to be joyful for?
To life, l'chaim. To
inside my daughter.
My wife. It gives you something to think about.
Something to drink about.
Drink the Chaim.
Tonight,
Reb Mordka.
Yes, Laser Wolf.
Drinks for everybody.
What's the occasion?
I'm taking myself a bride.
Who's it to be?
Tedia's eldest, Psycho.
Say, let's live another day. Drink the Chaim to life. We'll raise a glass and sip a drop of schnapps in honor of the great good luck that's favored you. We know that when good fortune favors two such men, it stands to reason we deserve it too. To us and our good fortune, be happy,
be healthy,
long life.
And if our good fortune never comes, here's to whatever comes. Glass and sip a drop of schnapps in honor of the great good luck of day.
was quite my favorite wife. I never really loved another all my life. But Joseph was my joy because he reminded me of her.
Through young Joseph, Jacob lived his youth again. Loved him, praised him, gave him all he could. But then it made the rest feel second best. And even if they were
being told we're also rants, does not make us Joseph fans.
But where they have really missed the boat is
we're great guys, but no one seems to know.
To make it clear that Joseph was the special one, so Jacob bought his son a coat, a multicolored coat to wear.
Joseph's coat was elegantly cut, the tasteful style was the ultimate in good design. This is why it was the eye a king would stop and stare.
And when Joseph tried it on, he knew his sheepskin days were gone. Such a
another day, another destiny, this never-ending road to Calvary. These men who seem to know my crime will surely come a second time, one day more.
I did not live until today. How can I live when we are parted?
One day more.
Tomorrow you'll be worlds away.
Do I stand? Do I dare?
hear a little dip, hear a little touch. Master never called us on that heartless march.
1 day to a new beginning.
Gentlemen, welcome back to Where the Wind Blows, broadcasting to you live from Centennial College's Center for Creative Communications here just north of the Danforth. The time is 8:08, and unfortunately, we're just running in a bit short of time.
No.
I added more in one breath there.
Sad face.
But you know what? Do not be sad, for in just over 20 minutes, Zach will be doing the jukebox.
Yay!
Yay!
Yeah.
That did not sound enthusiastic at all. Come on, people!
And as a reminder to everybody, music brought to you by DJ Kelvin Wong and
in studio.
Productions.
Oh, yeah. Also, a note to the people in the studio, do not hit the microphones.
Hey, I didn't do it.
Who did?
Cover.
Good job.
I know.
Actually,
I was clapping.
The it's not the cover that you have to be worried about. But then there's this and whatever. But
it was all for Zach.
Come fix this shit right, so I kick your ass! But anyways, I hope Shell didn't hear that. He's right next door, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm
oh, shit. But yeah, so we're running a bit short of time, and we've got one more song to play. And I was actually surprised. I actually was able to get through an entire playlist without having to skip songs or add more in.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Yay!
But
that wasn't take it all.
No. What we do have coming up for you though is La Vie Boheme from Rent. come on, where's more excitement? Come on, guys.
I'm trying.
It's
to
a drinking
it.
Song.
I'm trying.
Oh,
party
okay.
Song.
Sweet.
There you go.
Party.
Woo! Which will lead us perfectly into our DJ night with Kelvin Wong for the jukebox. So. We are out of time now. It's now 8:10 in the song.
More time.
Yeah, next show.
More time.
In 20 minutes.
But we don't talk as much.
Hey, so we will. We'll be here.
We'll talk before the music starts.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. So, from all of us here at Where the Wind Blows, thank you for tuning in tonight. And tune in. Don't turn that dial. There's not really a dial. Don't close the either. If you're playing VLC, do not close that program.
Don't press stop.
Don't stop. Just keep listening.
Leave it on.
Just leave it there. And Kelvin's just singing in the background to Michael Jackson. You Asian people know Michael Jackson?
Hell yeah, yo.
Awesome. And here's from us here at Where the Wind Blows. I'm ET.
I'm Zach.
I'm Steph.
And I'm Megan.
And here...
One more.
I'm Kelvin. Here is La Vie Boheme. Tune in next week, guys. Take it easy.
Bye.
Who died?
Our Akita.
I'm the one. Attempting to do some good. The people piss on your stoop every night. Bohemia, Bohemias. This is Calcutta. Bohemia is dead. No one knew her worth. The late, great on these nights when we celebrate the birth.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stand by. We're having some technical difficulties, but we can fix this in just a second. I don't know what's wrong with this song. Unfortunately, it's skipping a lot. But we have an even better version of La Vie Bohème, which is the original from the Broadway production of Rent. Hoping this doesn't screw up. Ladies and gentlemen, here is La Vie Bohème. Sorry, my bad. I didn't cue it. I'm going to try that again. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, La Vie Bohème from Rent.
No, please, no, not tonight, please, no, mister, can't you go, not tonight, can't have a scene.
What?
Go, please, go, you, hello, sir, I said no, important customer.
What am I, just a blur?
You sit all night, you never buy.
That's a lie, I had a tea the other day.
You couldn't pay.
Oh, yeah.
Benjamin Coffin III, here.
Oh, no.
Wine and beer!
The enemy of Avenue A will stay.
Oy vey.
What brings a mogul in his own mind to the Life Cafe?
I would like to propose a toast to Maureen's noble try. It went well.
Go to hell.
Was the yuppie scum stomped? Not counting the homeless, how many tickets weren't comped?
Why did Muffy...
Allison...
miss the show?
There was a death in the family, if you must know.
Who died?
Our Akita.
Evita.
Mimi, I'm surprised. A bright and charming girl like you hangs out with these slackers who don't adhere to deals. They make fun, yet I am the one attempting to do some good. Or do you really want a neighborhood where people piss on your stoop every night? Bohemia, Bohemia's a fallacy in your head. This is Calcutta. Bohemia is dead.
Dearly beloved, we gather here to say our goodbyes. Here she lies, no one knew her worth. The late great daughter of Mother Earth. On this night when we celebrate the birth, in that little town of Bethlehem, we raise our glass, you bet your ass, to La Vie Bohème.
La Vie Bohème.
To days of inspiration, playing hooky, making something out of nothing. The need to express, to communicate, to going against the grain, going insane, going mad. To loving tension, no pension, to more than one dimension. To starving for attention, hating convention, hating pretension. Not to mention, of course, hating dear old mom and dad. To riding your bike midday past the 3-piece suits, to fruits, to no absolutes, to absolute, to choice, to the village voice, to any passing fad, to being an us for once instead of a them.
La Vie Bohème.
La Vie Bohème.
Is it in a pyramid?
Is Maureen?
The mixer doesn't have a case. Don't give me... Hey, mister. She's my sister.
So that's 5 miso soup, 4 seaweed salad, 3 soy burger dinner, 2 tofu dog platter, and 1 pasta with meatless balls.
Ew.
It tastes the same.
If you close your eyes...
And 13 orders of fries. Is that it here?
Wine and beer!
To handcrafted beers made in local breweries. To yoga, to yogurt, to rice and beans and cheese. To dildos, to curry vindaloo. To huevos rancheros and Maya Angelou.
Emotion, devotion, to causing a commotion. Creation, vacation.
Mucho
retro masturbation.
Compassion to fashion to passion. When it's true to Sondheim.
To Sondheim.
To anything taboo.
Ginsburg, Dylan, Cunningham, and Cage.
Lenny Bruce.
Langston Hughes.
To the stage.
To Uda.
To Buddha.
Pablo Neruda.
Why Dorothy and Toto went over the rainbow to blow off Fantine.
La Vie Boheme.
And wipe the speakers off before you pack.
Yes, Maureen.
Well, hurry back.
Sisters?
We're close.
Brothers!
Bisexuals, trisexuals, homo sapiens, carcinogens, hallucinogens.
B2 and but the ecstasy,
Box of Hobble, the Sex Pistols, ABC.
To no shame, never playing the fame game.
To marijuana,
to sodomy, it's between God and me.
To S.A.M.
Waiter, waiter, waiter.
In honor of the death of Bohemia, an impromptu salon will commence immediately following dinner. Mimi Marquez, clad only in bubble wrap, will perform her famous lawn chair handcuff dance to the sounds of iced tea being stirred.
And Mark Cohen will preview his new documentary about his inability to hold an erection on the high holy days.
And Maureen Johnson, back from her spectacular one-night engagement in the 11th Street lot, will sing Native American tribal chants backwards through her vocoder while accompanying herself on the electric cello, which she has never studied. Your new-